Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Or with our WWL Pretty Jaguar opinion poll question, should death row inmates get AC? Now, I know...
How have we been doing on that, by the way? We got a chance to check it?
You want to take a shot? You want to give me a number shot? What you think?
Okay. I'm going to say 70, say no air, and 30, yes, give them air.
You're very, very smart. 79% say no, 21% say yes.
Wow.
And there are people, I'm getting text messages saying that, wondering if the judge runs for re-election anytime soon. And, you know, people are passionate about this. As far as my text messages, people want to air condition anything but death row.
And many have pointed out, listeners this morning, that these are the worst of the worst.
Right. A couple of text messages that, you know, why should some of our poor and elderly have to suffer through this heat and not have AC, and yet we're going to AC death row. So, but I'm going to talk to Tim Mesch in just a second. He is our WWL legal analyst, and find out what's going on here. So, Tim, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Good to be here, Bob.
All right. Now, I realize that all this got started, correct me if I'm wrong, by a lawsuit from the death row inmates. Is that about right?
Right. Yeah, they sued claiming that the conditions of their confinement were unconstitutional because it was too hot. And I know that brings about a lot of emotions amongst people who the last people in the world they want to feel sorry for and they want to see suffer or death row inmates. Nevertheless, the State Department of Corrections has spent Lord knows how much money litigating this thing. And for the one-tenth of the cost of the litigation, they could have installed used window units in these cells. And I know emotions play a big part in people's opinions, and that's valid, and I totally understand that. But just from a fiscal, you know, taxpayer perspective, I don't get it why they're still litigating this thing instead of installing cheap used window units that they could do for one-tenth of the cost.
The state is obviously fighting this on a principle. Is that correct? They don't want to do it?
Well, yeah, and it's great to fight on principle when you're using other people's money. And they're using our taxpayers' money. It ain't their money. And isn't that great to fight on principle when you're using somebody else's money? You know, I just think they have a responsibility to the taxpayers to do the prudent fiscal thing.
Okay, I'd like your idea about throwing in some old used ACs, but if they break down, the state's going to have to replace them, correct?
No, they got inmates in Angola that are certified air conditioning technicians. I mean, they have the best trade school in Louisiana at Angola, and they could do their own maintenance. Shoot, they probably got used air conditioners laying around that the inmates could fix up themselves and put in but virtually no cost.
Right, but legally, the state would be responsible to maintain this. Also, do you know, would they have to run them 24 hours? I mean, they're telling them to install it, telling the state they want them installed, but would they have to run them 24 hours a day?
I think they would be reasonable considerations on that. No, I don't think so, Bob. I don't think there would be a requirement that they run 24 hours. You know, people just need to be reasonable here and just, you know, put their emotions aside and, you know, okay, let's do what's right.
All right. I think I read somewhere that the state is paying some monitoring firm, what, that they have to monitor the temperature like every 15 or 20 minutes. Is that correct?
It's something ridiculous. I mean, the amount of money they're paying. And we also need to look at who's making the money, you know. And, you know, obviously in Angola there's been a number of recent articles about Burl Cain and doling out contracts. And we need to look at who's making that money and how much they're getting paid. And, you know, people need to set their emotions aside and think fiscally responsibly. I don't know this, but it wouldn't surprise me if some contractor who's connected mm-hmm. to somebody at Angola is getting paid a huge contract to do something silly where they could install used window units for one-tenth the price. Well, this is Louisiana.
Yeah. State contractors have received tens of thousands of dollars. A list of expenses incurred by the prison itself adds up to more than $100,000. Listen to this, including an April 2014 payment of nearly $29,000 to a firm that was monitoring the heat and humidity every 15 minutes. Is that oversell?
Bob, how stupid are we in Louisiana that we permit our authorities to do that kind of stuff? Seriously. I mean, it's just, it's insane. It's stupid.
I have a text message here from one person who says, can we install the air conditioners, not plug them in?
I mean, look, you know, nobody likes nobody likes death row prisoners. Although, actually, the truth of the matter is, having done criminal law for 26 years, probably some of the most rehabilitated people in prison are the death penalty guys. You know, they've committed a crime in the heat of passion. Some of them were on drugs. Something crazy happened in their lives. And then they got on death row. And, you know, people like Sister Helen Prejean comes visit them. And they get rid of they're a lot more, in my opinion, safer than some of these white-collar banker business people who go to federal prison and deny that they ever did anything wrong and come out and commit those crimes again.
Well, my producer, Jordy, just handed me a note, and tell me if this is typical Louisiana. Private attorneys from two law firms have billed the state for more than $424,000. Most have gone to a Baton Rouge firm with a law partner, E-Wade Shows, who served, are you ready, as campaign treasurer for former Attorney General James Buddy Caldwell. Surprise!
How stupid are we to permit this kind of nonsense, honestly? And your poll that you mentioned, you know, people think with their emotions, but let's look at the facts. That's obscene.
Tim, you say put the ACs in then, huh? Save the money.
Yeah, put in some broken down window units. They probably got them laying around Angola. They got guys in Angola who probably are certified technicians. They could do it basically for free. Are you kidding me? Somebody connected to Buddy Caldwell has billed $400,000+.
That's got to be a shock to you, huh?
No, that's typical Louisiana, and that's why we're in the fiscal straits we are, because we do stupid stuff like that. And I don't know about your listeners, but I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, it's embarrassing to me.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you phoning in, okay?
Anytime, buddy.
All right. If you want to take part of our show this morning, should death row inmates get AC? Tim says, stop being stupid, put the ACs in, and save the money. Do you agree with him, or do you say, keep fighting, it's a matter of principle, these guys shouldn't have AC? 504-260-1870. I'm Bob Mitchell, in for Tommy on WWO. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy. It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock, our Big 870 Prairie Jaguar opinion poll question. Should death row inmates get AC? 74% say no, 26% say yes, and the ruling should come down soon. Now, here's the deal. The state has been fighting this. And reading what I have on the text messages, very, very few people are in favor of having AC on death row. But there comes a time when you're spending too much money. So maybe we can figure out a way between us, some type of compromise here, like put the AC in, but lock the temperature, let's say, at 85 degrees. So they really can't get a lot of comfort. That way, if it gets up to 95 or more, you know, it'll only go down to 85. It does not make any sense to spend millions of dollars fighting this when you could probably figure out a way around it. Let's go to Eddie in Metairie. How are you, Eddie?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind this morning?
Just real simple and straightforward. Kind of like what the last caller said. Until we get our politicians to act like they really care and want to do something and make a difference instead of lining their pockets, things won't change.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, you know, come on the radio for the first time and say, you know, just complain and play Monday morning quarterback after the fact that things go wrong. I'm just simply saying it. We need to start caring before we start digging ourselves a hole that we can't get out of. And care about the things that are going to make a difference in Louisiana for mm-hmm. our children and for our state. That's really my only comment, Bob. We got to start caring more. And I'll bring up one short example.
Sure.
And that would be that Secretary of State we have in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm talking about, Mr. Kennedy?
Yes, John Kennedy.
I'm not talking good or bad about him. I don't want people to think that I'm on his side, but anytime he goes up there and he tells them, look, let's get rid of the pork belly, let's do the right thing, let's be fiscal responsible, and before he even finishes what he wants to say, and a lot of times he's right, the congressmen, the representatives, the senators, they're laughing at him. And that's wrong.
You know,
we have to change. I've
heard John on the air on this station many, many times, and I do not mean this disrespectful at all. Sometimes I hope he's wrong because he makes it sound so simple. Do this, do this, do this. And if it's that simple and our politicians aren't doing that, we're in worse shape than I've ever thought we were in.
You said it right, Bob. You said it right. But you know, there's an old saying, if you don't try, if you don't fail, you will never succeed.
Thank you, Eddie. Go ahead.
That's it. Enough of the pity patty. We need to pick ourselves up and let's get going back again where we need to be.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. Now, when it comes to AC for the death row inmates, text on that. When all the kids in America have air conditioning, then you should start thinking about spending money on death row inmates. And I had one more that was very similar to this one. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, what about families who can't afford AC? Will the state help them? Let's go to Pete. Pete, how are you this morning?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Let's go over something. You don't get on death row for robbing a candy store. You get on death row for killing somebody in a heinous act, period. You don't mm-hmm. You get on death row for an extremely heinous act. I did four tours in Vietnam. Four tours in Vietnam. My son's in Afghanistan. You know how much AC's there? None. None. You know how much was in Vietnam? None.
Pete, I do want to thank you for serving our country, okay? I know you're a better man than I am.
Okay, they killed somebody. Make sure you remind the victims' families of some guy sitting in AC and doing nothing but bitching and moaning about his condition. Really? Really? Really, sir? Sorry, you killed somebody in a heinous act. This wasn't an accident. The guy didn't blow a tire and mm-hmm. careen into somebody. No. These are heinous acts. They don't put you on death row for one thing. For a heinous act.
All right, Pete. Thank you for being part of the show this morning. Again, thank you for serving our country. Let's go to Paul on the lakefront. Paul, how are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
All right, here's the deal. I did 15 flat for distribution of 7 grams of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 24th. They wanted to give me a life sentence. Okay, so I spent my time And I acted a fool when I first got up in there, and I was in isolation cell at DCI, which was called cell block A. I was there in June, July. Well, I spent several months in there, but I was in there in the hottest part. And to be in that little steel box that's not 10 by 8, I think it is, you're sitting there and you count all the cinder blocks. When it gets so hot, you'll take and you'll stick your foot in that commode and you'll get you a rag and you'll pour that water on top of your head. And there's an 18 by 18 inch mesh. There's no fans in there with no ventilation. The feds finally shut that thing down. And then y'all talk about ice, water, and all the shots.
Well, we're talking about death row. They say death row. The prison reports they have fans, they have ice, water, and all the showers that.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe
they
that?
They might. No, hell no. I don't believe that. I got friends that's been on death row for a minute over there in Angola. I got friends that's doing life in Angola. You understand? I'm telling you, I am a convicted felon. You run my name in. They wanted to give me a life sentence. Now, just think about. You got. There's a temperature when it reaches outside that they have to bring the field lines in.
Right. Okay?
Now, inside these dormitories, there's fans. There's ventilation. There's actually communication between people.
So do you think that they should put air conditioning in death row?
I think that if they do put it in, which will probably be a miracle, but if they do put it in, you'll have to keep the temperature, like the other caller said. If the feds call it at 88, 85 degrees, that's what it'll probably have to be.
All right, Paul, thank you so much. 504-260-1870. We have a half hour left this morning talking about should death row inmates get AC. It looks like it's cheaper to put the ACs in than to continue fighting the lawsuit. So I'm trying to figure out ways that we can, you know, beat the system, so to speak. Put the AC in, and like this guy said, keep the thermostat at 88 or 89. That way no one's really getting cool. 9:31 news time on WWL with David Blake. So what's the big announcement going to be about this afternoon?
Well, that's why it's a secret. Come on, Bob.
You know?
No.
No.
I asked, and I was told, no, you wait until after the news at 5.
Usually, though, let's be honest, usually when they say a big announcement, is the station making a big announcement or the Saints are making a big announcement?
I don't know.
If it's the station, then hey.
I am sworn to secrecy. you can take all kinds of guesses if you want to, but that's all I'm left with.
Let's see.
Until we get the word, don't ruin it now.
All right. I don't know. What makes you think I know?
I don't know, but you might take a good guess.
You're in the environment. I'm on the couch most of the time.
That's
so. All right.
It's good. I'll tell you this. It's going to be exciting, and that's what I'm told.
That means you know.
No,
you're holding out on me.
I was told it'll be exciting. That's all right.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
All right, buddy.
All right. Coming up, in just a few minutes, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to go to the Guns N' Roses concert Sunday, July 31st. It's all part of WWL trying to be nice to Dad, okay? And we all love Dad. that's why Dad, this is something that always drives me nuts. Dad cooks on Father's Day. Dad barbecues on Father's Day. Dad goes out and hot heat in the hot grill on Father's Day to cook for everybody. Mother's Day, Mom sits around at a restaurant. We all are all nice to Mom. All right, our Big 870 Pretty Jaguar opinion poll question: should death row inmates get AC? Now, here's the bottom line on this, and I have a few minutes left, so I want some calls, and I want to get your opinions. It's cheaper. It would be cheaper to put the AC units in, because we're not talking about big old central air conditioning units. We're talking about a couple of window units. And I'm sure you could control the window units and so that it doesn't really get down real cool and these guys are not uncovered. It would be just to make with regulations where it can't get higher than 88 degrees. I think that's the magic number. So should we continue to fight this? The state has already spent over $1 million on this. Should we continue to spend money to avoid cooling death row, or should we just go ahead and put some cheapo ACs in? Which would you prefer? Continue spending our money? Continue spending your tax dollar? Of course, it could all be over today, but of course, I guess you can appeal everything. So even if the judge rules today, I imagine you know, in our country, you can appeal and appeal and appeal. But bottom line is, do you want to continue to spend your taxpayer money fighting this, or just cave in, give them a couple of cheap ACs, all right, and you can control the temperature? I want your opinion at 504-260-1870. All right, here are a couple of text messages. Absolutely not. Death row inmates are awaiting the ultimate punishment. Decide that way by a jury of their peers. This is the law of the land. And now, you would have thought that the next line would be no AC. Give them the AC. If they, here's another text message. If they wanted a comfortable life, they should have stayed out of prison. I have family that works in the heat every day, and if I want air conditioning, I have to pay for it. If at this point it is cheaper for the taxpayer to put window units in death row, then that should be the route we take. So do you agree with that? If it's cheaper to put the AC units in, should we do that and save the money, or as a matter of principle, just continue to fight it? Another text message. Roofers, construction workers, repairmen, all work in the summer heat. Ridiculous. Okay, this is about the Guns N' Roses. Bob, what's the sounder that we're listening for? I imagine it's a Guns N' Roses clip of music. No, it's not that. What's the sounder? I got a text, man. Well, no, you keep talking about the sounder. No? I'll just tell him when to call. But I'm sure we have a little Guns N' Roses music in the background, right? No. Okay. Well, I'll sing in the background. All right, let's go to can I go to Dino? All right, let's go to Dino. How are you, Dino?
I'm good.
All right, now what's better here? Continue to spend tax dollars to fight the issue, or go the cheap way, cave in and give them the units?
Man, they don't need nothing, man. They kill people.
Yeah, but the government has ruled that they have to put the AC units in. So now we're faced with the facts that we either spend the money to put the units in, or we spend the money continue to fight it, and that could go on for who knows how long.
But what a total waste of money!
Yes, I agree with you.
Are you kidding me, man? These people kill people.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, why don't we just go get them a little, maybe even better, get them a swimming pool, and some more doves, and make a room ice and comfy for them.
And for the wintertime, have a hot tub, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, get a hot tub, get a couple of girls, you know, some food, and have a nice little party.
No, but so now we're faced with the bottom line is we either put the AC units in, and we could put in window units, we could put in used AC units, we could make the prisoners repair them, you could control the temperature so it's not really, really comfortable. Now that I get all the facts, I think I would rather do that than to take and continue to spend state money, my tax dollars, your tax dollars, to fight this thing.
Exactly, Bob. And I tell you what, look, I mean, we spend enough money already, I think. Yeah. And, you know, Louisiana, we're not doing so great right now. We have a big deficit. And we're going to continue to keep spending money on something as foolish as a death row inmate being more comfortable.
I'm with you, Dino.
Oh, man. That's just terrible, brother.
It's crazy. Thank you so much, all right?
Anytime.
All right, 941, 19 minutes before 10 o'clock on WWL. 946 on WWL. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker. Daniel, I get to you in just a second. We are talking about our Big 870 Pretty Jaguar opinion poll question. Should death row inmates get AC? At WWL.com, 74% say no, 26% say yes. The problem is the state spent a little over $1 million fighting this. It would actually be cheaper to put a couple of cheap ACs in than to continue to fight this. And so that's our question. Should the state give up, put a couple of cheap ACs in, and stop spending our money? Or do you want to, as a matter of principle, just continue to spend the money? Quick text message before I get to the phones. Some people who have never broken a law and work can't afford AC. Hell no. You don't understand what we're saying. Do we continue to spend the money? Let's go to Daniel. Daniel, what do you say? Do we continue to spend state money to fight this, or do we cave in and put the air conditioning in?
Well, I think think we found a solution somewhere in between. I don't know exactly what that is. Unfortunately for me, you know, 20 years ago as a young man, I was incarcerated in a state-run facility as well as a private-owned facility. The private-owned facilities are referred to by inmates as cotton candy camps. They usually, 90% of them have air conditioning. They don't have work, but for minimal work, you know, kitchen workers, construction, plumbing, yard guys. But here's the thing. What is the purpose for, you know, supplying air conditioning to only death row inmates? There's guys in solitary confinement due to, you know, mm-hmm. behavioral issues, being, you know, they're in protective custody. They're, you know, are we gonna, and they're in the same environment. There's no difference in between, you know, a solitary confinement and death row, basically. They're one and the same, just classification different.
Well, I'm not certain where all this what all this entails. I'm not sure who has AC now and who doesn't. I think it's a federal mandate that the temperature can't get any higher than 88. So even if you put an AC in, you could put the thermostat at 88, and that's not really comfortable.
Well, and also, too, I mean, I don't think 88 is comfortable. I don't believe all of a sudden we have to explore new options to bring comfort. You know, being an ex-inmate myself, I don't believe we have to all of a sudden explore options to air condition. There's cooling fan systems could be used that would be less than expensive.
Well, I think from what I understand, they already have fans, and they already have all the ice water these guys want, and they can take showers, whatever they want.
Well, I mean, you know, I had to do a little bit of time because of disciplinary action on, you know, segregated housing. When they say they have water, they fill a cooler in the morning. The access to the cooler is usually from what they call a hall man. The fan usually consists of one big floor, you know, circular fan that they blow down the hall. Mm-hmm. It's basically cosmetic looking, you know, and to say the least, there's not a lot of, you know, and I don't think it should be. There shouldn't be a lot of comfort level. We have to keep it in a humane state. Clean and safe and sanitary prisons are some of the most cleanest institutions in the world, you know, knowing this firsthand.
Gotcha.
But I just don't understand why we're so focused on just death row inmates as opposed to inmates in solitary confinement.
All right.
Or all of it.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate you calling. Quick text message. Love this one. I'm in prison at home with my wife. She always puts the AC at 79 degrees. Let's go to Scott on the North Shore. How are you, Scott?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
One variable I haven't heard mentioned is there are constantly convictions being overturned due to DNA evidence. So you have innocent men sitting in jail, and I don't think we should necessarily make them suffer any more than they already are. So I think a window unit isn't that great of an accommodation, and that I don't think prison should be a resort, but at the same time, a window unit.
Would you agree, though, if you put a window unit in, some window units, you can drop the temperature down pretty comfortable. I would be for controlling the thermostat and not letting it get under 88.
I'm not sure how they would be able to regulate the temperature, but, I mean, southern Louisiana in the summertime, it's unbearable at times, and you've already got people that are caged up who are losing their sanity on a daily basis. And I don't think overexposure to the heat is going to make it any better.
So your opinion would be to go ahead and stop spending the money fighting this and go ahead and put the AC units in.
Yeah, I can't stand for a frivolous waste of money.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, thank you so
much. All right, thank you.
All right, 9:52, 8 minutes. Rodney Taylor just won a pair of Guns N' Roses tickets for their concert Sunday, July 31st at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Listen all day this week for your chance to win gifts for your father. Each host will give a unique gift, everything from tickets to an evening of Yes music, a Groom Your Man package from H2O Salon and Spa on Metairie Road, auto detailing from Classic Auto Wash, that's what I need, a 30-day intro course for two from Iron Tribe Fitness, and a gift certificate for breakfast at Biscuit and Buns. So let's treat Dad to something extra special this Father's Day. Listen and win. Do it for Dad on WWO. Big announcement on Sports Talk today. Don't miss it. Right after the 5 o'clock news right here on WWO. Well, this really has my interest perked up because I've kind of snooped around, and either no one knows anything or they're not saying anything. So just like you, I'm going to have to tune in at 5 o'clock to find out. A couple of real quick text messages to end the show. You know, we spent $1 million on the legal battle about the AC. Can't we just buy a couple of window units and be done with? That's kind of what some people are saying. This one says, I don't think they deserve AC, but by the same token, what a waste of our tax money. And here's a question. How secure would window units be? Don't know. Now, I'll be with you tomorrow again while Tommy's on vacation. I want to thank Sheldon and Jordy for helping me with the show. And, of course, the executive producer, Diane Newman, who grabs me off the couch and says, Bob, come in and work today. I'll see you tomorrow. Garland is next on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.